This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. An amazing Friday. Filthy government scumbags are getting arrested, and I can't get the smile off my face. Of course, it is Ask Jesse Friday, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which I will get to after we discuss this raid on John Bolton's home. We're going to discuss several different things, as a matter of fact. The money American politicians have, the money interests overseas, we'll discuss that. We're going to discuss the trend of young women going ugly commie. Should we have conquered all of Mexico? Someone wants to talk a little bit more about the Civil War, Andersonville, all that, history, modern day, food, you name it. It's all coming on the wonderful, wonderful Friday Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's begin with the big story of the day. You, me, all of us, we woke up, rolled over, grabbed our phones, and saw the FBI was raiding the home of John Bolton. John Bolton. This John Bolton.
I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information. And he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't, it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that he, so he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to.
Okay. Yeah, we got it. So let's discuss this for everyone. Maybe you're cheering right now. Maybe you're happy, but a little apprehensive right now about where we're going as a country. Maybe, look, let's just lay this out in detail, okay? First, before we get to the actual communists and what they did and why they did it, and now what we have to do, let's discuss something that's actually not political. It's not on the left. It's not on the right. Money. We've talked before. In fact, we're going to talk about it more when we go overseas and talk about American politicians here in just a little bit. But money, being in politics, gives you power and it gives you access to money, large quantities of it. But here's the thing. It's not yours. It gives you access to large quantities of taxpayer money. And so much of politics in America and everywhere else, and all the time, so much of politics involves people in politics trying to find a way to steal your money. They're around it. Imagine this. Have you ever heard anything about one of those Saudi princes in their homes? You ever seen those before? Or heard about them before? These sprawling several acre mansions with indoor pools and basketball courts. They're so big you need a scooter to ride around the thing. Just a gigantic, the biggest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Now imagine you're kind of poor. Maybe not poor, but barely making ends meet. You pay the bills at the end of every month. Maybe you get to take the old lady out to Red Lobster once and you got about $50 left over after. So you're barely making ends meet. I hope my engine doesn't go. That kind of life. But you work in and around one of those Saudi mansions every day, all day long. You're driving by the indoor pool. You're delivering them their steak and lobster every single night. You're watching gold-plated this, gold-plated that, private jets, limousines, supermodels. You go home to your one-bedroom apartment trying to figure out if you have enough food in the cupboard to eat for dinner. Would the temptation ever be there to grab a little something for you? You're barely making it. They have everything, more than they need. Why shouldn't you have a little bit of that? That part of human nature gets to our people who work in politics. When you work in the politics of the federal government, the United States of America's federal government, you are part of the politics of the wealthiest, most powerful country on the planet. And you see it everywhere with the jets and the military and the buildings and the just all the power you're surrounded by. But you're your national security advisor. And you make a great living, don't get me wrong. Probably make 150 grand a year, something like that. It's great living. But all these millions, billions, trillions, and I've got to worry about paying bills this month? So inevitably, people who work in politics get tempted by money because it's all around them. And guys like John Bolton, I'm not going to put this just on John Bolton, but guys like John Bolton who have made their living in and around politics. They work for this think tank, then they'll go work for this president, then back to this think tank. Maybe they'll be a contributor on CNN, then this, and then that, and then this, and then that. So much of their life is not necessarily geared towards much ideologically. It's geared towards how do I get my fingers in the vault? How do I get a handful of that American cash? I'm around it. Someone pay me gobs of money. And guys who work in intelligence / military areas, national security areas, Pentagon, CIA, NSA, all these different organizations, they have access to secrets. Spicy, juicy secrets. Bodies buried here, operation here, means and methods there. What exactly was the CIA doing in Bosnia? They have access to these juicy secrets. People will pay money to hear and read about the juicy secrets. One of the ways these people in and around Washington, D.C. make a fortune is having a certain level of clearance, security clearance. If you have a certain level of security clearance, there are several different levels, by the way, in case you don't know. But if you have a high level of security clearance, that means you are allowed to read about, learn about, you are allowed to have access to the secrets of this country, high up secrets that our enemies and friends, frankly, foreign and domestic, will pay a lot of money to read about. To hear about. They want to know. When you walk out of the CIA, you were a deputy director of the CIA. You have a brain full of juicy secrets people will pay a fortune for. Now imagine walking out as deputy director of the CIA where you made 150 grand a year. You go back home. You're trying to figure out how do I make a living while still being able to afford to go to Hawaii once a year? What do I do? And you have people practically banging on your door. Hey, got some of those secrets? I got a checkbook. I got a big checkbook. I'd love to hear some of those secrets. And so people who work in that sector, they succumb to the temptation, sometimes legally, sometimes otherwise. If the allegations are to be believed, Bolton went the otherwise route. People will pay you for the juicy secrets that are bouncing around inside of your head, and it becomes lucrative, a lucrative industry. I have told you before that I've been to several different wealthy places in the world. I've been to several crappy poor places, several wealthy places. In the United States of America, I don't know that I've ever been in a place where you could tell it was just rich as Washington, D.C., and more specifically the surrounding area. These people, the money's just everywhere. How is there so much money in Washington, D.C.? If I told you there was a bunch of money around San Francisco, you may not love it, but it's perfectly understandable. That's where the tech industry is. That's the Silicon Valley area. It's billionaires here and billionaires there. There's a massive industry there. How is Washington, D.C. that rich? How are there that many people living in million-dollar brownstones? It's everywhere. How are they everywhere? There's no industry in D.C. except for stealing your money. You are the industry in D.C. Your money. That's a fact. And so these people, legions of them, it's about so much more than John Bolton, legions and legions of them. They grab things, maybe it's information, maybe it's other things. They grab things that aren't theirs. They find a buyer and they sell it. Like the poor servant in the Saudi home who swipes an expensive sterling silverware set one day so he can afford to buy his wife a little pearl necklace or something. That's what these people do, and it's been going on for decades in this country. Legions of them getting rich off of you. That's part of this. Now, let's talk about your apprehension, if you have any, or celebration, about the fact that we woke up and found out the FBI was inside of John Bolton's home. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a glorious sunny Friday. In fact, actually, it's not sunny. It's raining here. But either way, it's sunny in my mind on a wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're talking about the Bolton raid, the FBI raiding Bolton's home. And in case you're just now joining us, I just covered, first of all, I haven't gone left or right yet. We're about to discuss that here in a moment. But I just covered the business of being in the federal government. With access to secrets, access to classified documents, it has sadly become a business. Now, we're going to get to what they did and how they operated, but let's cover something because Jewish producer Chris is losing his mind during the break. He's like, all these people with the classified documents. Well, here's something. As you may remember, we talked about this after the Mar-a-Lago raid at Trump's house. And this is one of these things that people don't want to talk about. You don't want to acknowledge. And we got all kinds of people mad after I said it that day. But it's 100% true. I don't give a crap how mad you are. It's true. When you are in the government, maybe you are a president, FBI, CIA, a senator, whatever. You're going to have access to not just valuable information, cool stuff. Let's be honest. The President's Daily Brief, we've discussed this before. You know what the President's Daily Brief is? Here's what it is in case you don't know. Every single day, I'm sure there are exceptions, but allegedly, every single day, the intelligence heads come sit in front of Donald Trump and they hand to him, or whoever the president is, they hand to him a prepared binder. This binder, well, if SEAL Team 6 is dropping out of a plane as we speak to go execute a jihadi warlord in Yemen, it's in the binder. He knows about it. If we have a spy, deep cover, he's currently investigating and figuring out how to sabotage a Chinese nuclear submarine. It's in the binder. Now, I can't speak for women. There will be exceptions when it comes to women, but as a dude, you like to look at that binder? Chris is saying James Bond. Of course, every dude would want to look at that binder. I don't even if I can't take it, just let me read it once. I swear I won't tell anybody. I'm going to read it. I'm going to know about. Well, that's every day. Every day. Now, your job is done as president of the United States of America. It's over. Your term's up. 4 years, 8 years, done. You want to take one of those home? Of course you would want to take one. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should. You shouldn't. It's dangerous, but you want to take one of those home? Of course you do. That happens for all of them. Remember Joe Biden? He got, quote, busted Now, they ended up letting him go because they decided he was an invalid who couldn't stand trial, but he could be president. You can go look right now. You can go on the internet and look at a picture of the boxes of classified documents Joe Biden wasn't allowed to have sitting in boxes in his garage, just like the boxes of old trophies and tools sitting in your garage. There's a picture of him. I believe he's in a car out in front of his garage with the garage door open, and you can look back and you'll see the boxes stacked up there. That's national security classified information. Why in the world does Joe Biden have that stuff in his garage? It's cool. He was vice president. I have it. I should give it back, but kind of cool. Have your buddies over. Maybe it's poker night. Wife's out of town. Hey, you guys want to see something cool? You see what I mean? Don't ever forget the human element of everything. This is something they do. Now, they all do it. Republicans do it. Democrats do it. But here's where the communists screwed up. Well, they screwed up many different ways, but one of the main ways the communists screwed up is the communists cannot control his demonic nature. He can't. He can't. It has never happened in the history of communism. He can't ever put the brakes on himself. He doesn't know how to do anything but eat and destroy and eat and destroy and eat and destroy. He just marches forward like a destructive animal. And he can never look around and think to himself, maybe I shouldn't, maybe this is wrong. And frankly, if you haven't whipped him, he doesn't ever look around and think, this might come back to bite me. They wanted to arrest and imprison their political opponent because they're evil demons. They were trying to come up with reasons why. Donald Trump had documents. They found a reason why. And they never considered that if Donald Trump was elected again, he might come for them and their documents. If you're one of the communists, hate listening to this show right now, always sending me hate and death threats and, you're stupid, blah, 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 blah. You know that you authored this, what happened today, right? This is an outrage. I guess the reaping isn't near as much fun as the sowing was, huh? Be careful what you do with power. It comes back to you. Now let's talk about that part of it. Before we talk about that, be careful what you feed your dog. I'm not asking you to give up your dog's food. I know your dog probably likes whatever kind you're giving them. But don't delude yourself into thinking there's actual nutrition in that food. Look, I love a fast food cheeseburger as much as the next man. Sign me up. But there's no nutrition in it. It's just empty calorie crap that's delicious. That's exactly what your dog food is, your dog's food. Now, how long would you live if you had a fast food double cheeseburger for every single meal? Why do you think 50% of dogs who live to the age of 10 die of cancer? Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. The number one dog supplement in America. You will see so many physical differences in your dog and keep your dog longer. 214 Rough Dog. Or go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, fantastic Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So that's a little bit of background stuff on the taking of classified documents and everything else. Now let's discuss something else here. This is stuff we've discussed before, but it's really, really important to go over the background of this before we go into what happened today and what is going to. There are more of these coming. There are more of these raids coming. I want you to know that. More people are going to burn. This is coming. But we have to go over the background first and discuss a few things. Now, remember this. The communist believes in using power. He does not have anything moral against using power the way you probably do. If you were a school teacher, a little league coach, and someone pulled out a delicious sandwich, maybe one of those Smucker's Uncrustables, which are really good, it would never occur to you to walk up to a student and grab it and say, this is mine now. That would be an abuse of your power. It would never occur to the communists to not. You have power. You see something you want. Use your power and go get it. He uses that mentality when it comes to government. Government for him is not a way to serve a nation or protect a nation. Government is force. Government is power. All those guns, all those prisons, all those everything. So when he takes control of government, he seeks to use all the power in it in every way he possibly can. How have they been using it? Well, there are actually two things I want to go over that are going to sound unrelated. They're not at all unrelated. Two things I want to cover for you right now. First one, grab this one from Steve Friend, former FBI agent Steve Friend, who grabbed it from Tulsi Gabbard, who published this. I want you to listen to this and listen well. It's going to be a little boring. I'm not going to read too much of it, but just stay with me. The title of this is DVEs. That would be domestic violence extremists, by the way. Every time I reference DVE, know that that's what they're talking about. This is an official document authored by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Okay. The headline is DVEs and foreign analogs may react violently to COVID-19 mitigation mandates. Oh, let's dig into this. This will be applicable. Stay with me. NCTC, DHS, and FBI assess that some domestic violent extremists, DVEs, and their foreign analogs will threaten or mobilize violence in opposition to new or expanding COVID-19 related mandates. What justification to use for that? Oh, they put a couple of examples. In August 2020, German racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists stormed the Reichstag parliament building protesting COVID-19 mitigation mandates. In Greece, Greek RMVE groups and anti-vaccination demonstrations have called for armed actions against mandates, judging from Greek open source reporting and public claims. In the United States, we have observed at least a handful of identified anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militia violent extremists, characterize COVID-19 vaccination and mask mandates as evidence of government overreach. What does all that mean? Gosh, that was a lot of nerdy detail. I'm so bored. What does that mean? Okay, well, let's break this down. What did you think about vaccine mandates? What did you think when Joe Biden got up and essentially announced that you have to get a vaccine or he'll have you fired? That was gratefully shot down by the courts. But remember, I believe it was every business that employed over 100 people, get vaccinated or you're fired. What did you think about that? Were you against it? Of course you were. Were you against all the ridiculous overreach? Of course you were. The Department of Homeland Security and Federal Bureau of Investigation, they thought that made you a potential domestic terrorist. And there is a chance, if you said something publicly about it, maybe on social media, do you know that there might be a file on you inside the walls of the Federal Bureau of Investigation? That Facebook post, these vaccine mandates are ridiculous. Our government's out of control. Boom. FBI just opened up a file on you, terrorist. Why? What were they doing? Pause on that for a second. Here's one written by our enemies. This is on MSNBC today, some dirty communist named Ken Delanian. The headline is, Trump is pushing the FBI to investigate more violent crimes. Here's what that means. I'll skip down a little bit. Current and former FBI officials tell MSNBC that changes are coming at the expense of the FBI's role protecting the U.S. from terrorists. If more agents are working on violent crime cases as their total number is being reduced, these officials say there won't be any manpower left to devote the same level of resources to national security and other threats. Quote, this is putting the nation in jeopardy. They seem to be making national security threats secondary, according to Rob DiAmico, a retired FBI agent. Why are they upset? Well, the communists, over the course of years, took all the power inside the government, including places like the FBI, and they took them away from solving violent crime. It's no more chasing down mobsters and things like that. Or at least I should say it's not much of it. No more crime. Forget about that. We want you to focus on terrorism. You know what? We want you to focus on domestic terrorism. And oh, hey, while you're on the lookout for domestic terrorism, these people mad about the COVID-19 stuff, that's a good place to start. What was going on there? What was going on there was quite simple. Over years and years and years and years and years of getting the right evil people in place, America's Democrats, America's communists managed to turn organizations like the FBI into their guns to be used against their domestic political opponents. They figured out a way to use all those guns and badges against you. They figured it out. That's why they gave up the military, filled it up full of a bunch of DEI disgusting madness. That's why they put a COVID vaccination mandate on the military. Purge your enemies, replace them with friends. This was all in an effort to build a government force that could be used against their political opponents. And once they created that government force, and they did, they used it like a 16-year-old who borrows his dad's Ford Mustang, hunting down pro-lifers, sending FBI agents to create files on school board moms who were angry, raiding Mar-a-Lago, infiltrating the Catholic Church. When they finally got the government power they had been seeking, they didn't hesitate for a tiny second. They used it, and they used it to the max. And you know what else? I said it yesterday. I've said it 100 times. There's not a single Democrat in the United States of America, elected or otherwise, who thinks they were wrong to do so, because they're all evil freaking communists with no guardrails on themselves, because they have no morality, no moral code whatsoever. Just win. So that brings me to what happened today. And it's not going to be all sunshine and roses when I talk about what happened today, but I'll wrap this up in a moment and then we'll get on to Ask Dr. Jesse things, okay? First, let's get rid of that neck pain. You don't need to wake up like that every day. Wake up all sore, stiff, neck hurts, elbow hurts, maybe your shoulder. You don't need to wake up like that. That's inflammation inside of your body. And you don't need to go grab a pill bottle either. That's terrible for you. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is doing something incredible. They are taking people's pain away permanently. Not for a couple hours till you need more. It's a supplement. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. Every day you take it. The longer you take it, it slowly builds up in your system. That's why the first thing they sell you is 3 weeks. They say, just try it for 3 weeks. $19.95. You take it every day for 3 weeks, you'll see that pain turn down a little and down a little more and down a little more, and soon it's gone. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So the federal government has been turned year after year after year, slowly but surely, by the communists And its guns have been pointed inward now against the American right. The communists figured out how to turn it against the American people. Remember when Tulsi Gabbard came out earlier this week, said this?
This was created under the Biden administration. And ultimately, it has been used, and this is documented. There's documented evidence of this, is that it was essentially used as a means to censor Americans' free speech. Calling it, hey, you're spreading disinformation. This center was going and working with different social media companies, saying, well, this is disinformation or misinformation. We have to censor these dissenting voices who are being critical of the then Biden administration.
The Biden administration, the communists inside of it, created an enemies list, created an organization, an intelligence organization, and had that organization work with social media companies to silence American citizens. That's how these people operate. So this morning we wake up and John Bolton has the FBI inside of his home carrying boxes outside of his home. Many are cheering. I'm cheering. Many are apprehensive but cheering. Some people on our side are saying, man, it's wrong. I can't do it. So let me explain something. Where we are right now as a country, we are in a dangerous place. And where we're going, well, what's that saying from all the movies and books? The journey is fraught with danger. It is. Once you get to this place as a country, it's hard to put that genie back in the lamp. It's really, really difficult. It is. But I did not choose this, and you did not choose this. I didn't ever want to live in a country where the Central Intelligence Agency was used by the Democrats as their political arm. I never wanted to live in that country, and neither did you. But you didn't get to make that choice, and neither did I. I don't know about you. Nobody asked me, right? And Democrats never came and said, should we do this? They didn't ask you either, I would venture to guess. We have to deal with what we've got. It ain't what we want. It's what we got. We have an evil communist subversive system inside of our government and our country. And they are still using forces of government against us. How do we stop them from doing what they did before? How do we stop them from doing it again and worse? And they were going to do worse. And they will do worse the next time. Remember, communists don't reverse. They don't even know the meaning of the word. How do we stop them? Well, we have to make them afraid. There's no other, we have no other chance. I keep asking the question. I already said it again today, but I'll keep asking the question. Do you know, do you have a single Democrat, not someone on TV or elected, a single Democrat in your life that you work with, a friend, neighbor, family member, one who has expressed regret that they used various Democrat AGs and the FBI against their political opponent? Not one person has ever reached out and said, I know somebody. Not one. They are not sorry for what they did. They don't think they did anything wrong because the communist believes the government should work exclusively for his sick religion and against you. The only way to hold someone like that back, someone without moral guardrails, is fear and pain. The next time they take power, and they will, God forbid, but it's coming, and it'll happen in your lifetime, I'm sure. The next time they take power, they are going to want to do it all over again because this is a founding principle of theirs. It's not as if they've let these things go. That's what they believe in. They are going to want to do it all again. FBI, go get Republicans. CIA, get Republicans. DOJ, unleash the whirlwind against Republicans. Go get them. In that moment, when that moment comes, and that moment will come, in that moment, what holds them back? Morality? Hypocrisy? Bias? These are childish concepts to them. The only thing that might hold them back in that moment is the fear that it will come back to them. Hey, National Security Advisor Mao, I want you to go get the FBI, and I want you to raid Jesse Kelly's home. sir, I would love to. I'm a dirty communist too. And I hate Jesse Kelly. But I don't think I can go through with that. Last time we did that, that guy got his home raided afterwards. I don't want to risk that. I can't risk the FBI showing up at my door when we lose power 10 years from now. Sorry, sir. I can't do it. Creating inside the communists a fear of retribution is the only chance we have to put some guardrails on these nutballs. Without it, we have no shot because they're never going to come around and realize they were wrong. John Bolton isn't the end. You know that, right? Chris, I would tell you to write it down, but everyone with two brain cells knows what I'm saying is true. There are more of these coming, you know. The criminals who have operated inside of our government should be afraid right now because there are more of these coming, and there should be. And maybe you wake up, maybe you woke up today and said, ooh, maybe that's too far. Maybe the next one or the one after that, you'll wake up and say, oh. Maybe the day, Lord willing, if it ever comes, maybe the day John Brennan goes to prison, if that day ever comes, maybe you'll think, all right, well, that's maybe it's too far. You're thinking like you. Set that aside and think like one of these communist demons. What will hold them back if it's not images of somebody going to prison in handcuffs? It's all we have. I am not cheering. I'm not. I'm happy about this incident because John Bolton's a piece of crap, but I'm not cheering where we are as a country. I'm not. It's not where I wanted to be. It wasn't my choice. In a way, and it ain't yours either. This is where we are. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Let's move on to some Ask Dr. Jesse stuff, shall we? I mean, let's get away from this. Let's talk about invading Mexico. Then we'll talk about corruption in Ukraine. Let me talk to you about Sparta. How much do you know about Sparta? A wild place. A society built exclusively for the military. It's a fascinating, fascinating social experiment. Every single part of the society was built to facilitate having a strong military. You want to know more about Sparta? You know Hillsdale's going to teach you about it free. Hillsdale's more than just free online courses of the Roman Republic or the Constitution or the Book of Genesis. They'll teach you about Athens and Sparta. They'll teach you about the Federalist Papers. They'll teach you about capitalism. Free. That's a gift they give us. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. The weekend is here. Do one thing. Take one class. Do something productive with your family this weekend. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.